EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show. Here on EOTM Radio. I can thank you all again for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight we're talking to one of the one and only, Fonz Love Bentley. As you know, he started off as Peter D. Stylish personal assistant, but today he is a household name. Stay tuned to find out what he has going on. As always, we want you to participate in the conversation, so make sure you call in. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you doing?
I am doing very well. Super excited about today's show. Shout out to GK for all of your hard work. But I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
Weekend was great. Wasn't feeling too well. Excuse me, everyone. I'm a little under the weather, but like I said, I'm super excited about today's show. So the weekend was pretty good.
Yeah.
We went to karaoke. we stepped out a little bit and went to karaoke. Steven dragged me to karaoke, so that was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. Yeah. Well, I know Chike is on the line. Chike, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Awesome.
How was your weekend?
Awesome.
Weekend was good. Very busy, but it was good.
Okay.
Saw a few movies.
So what do you have for it?
First film is Captain America. I was really excited about seeing that because, you know, I grew up with the comics and all that stuff. I have to say I found it a bit hokey. It was a bit hokey and a bit predictable. I'm a little disappointed. Hopefully, they'll learn from their mistakes, and when the Avengers movie come out, they'll retool it and make it a little bit better, but I just found Captain America to be hokey. I mean, it's something to watch at home on DVD, but not to pay $10 to go to the movies to see. Sorry.
And movies are getting expensive, too.
And, you know, with them implementing the 3D and, you know, the IMAX and all that, this is giving them a reason to jack up the price. Yeah.
TK, do you ever watch movies at home, or do you like the experience of going to a theater?
I like the experience of going to a theater. Of course, I like watching them at home, but, you know, it's something about the whole being in the theater with the popcorn and the other people. It's just, especially a big, you know, budget movie, I want to see that in the theater. I want the full experience.
Oh, okay. So you want the full experience. So if you had an option of, like, watching the movie at home right when it came out, opposed to going to the theater, you would still go out and see it?
Not necessarily. It all depends on the movie.
Depends on what
it
is.
On the type of movie. Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
The next film is The Cowboys and Aliens. I don't know if you guys heard about that with Harrison Ford is in it. And I can't remember the guy's name. He's the new James Bond. I keep forgetting his name.
Yeah,
but
he's actually playing a cowboy. Craig.
Yeah, there he is.
I can't remember his last name, but yeah, I know who it is.
How
was it? I thought that'd be a weird concept.
That is excellent. I really enjoyed that.
It
looked kind of weird, like, it's like aliens and then you got the cowboys, but the genre actually works. If you remember back, I reviewed a movie called Priest, and Priest was pretty much the same thing. it was like a Western mixed with horror because it had vampires in it. It went over pretty well, just like this one, you know, Aliens and Cowboys. Who knew?
I heard he did pretty well with his English accent, with his American accent, switching over from,
yeah.
You know, he's from, yeah, I heard he did pretty well. He sounded like a cowboy.
He did. Yeah, you know, Southern draw a little bit. Yeah,
that's
he did pretty
awesome.
Well.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and it's a lot of action in that movie, too, so if you're an action buff, you know, might be a movie for you to check out. You know, Harrison Ford, you can't go wrong with him. He's the king of action.
Right, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, right? And then the next movie is The Smurfs. It's a good family movie.
They have a Smurfs movie?
They have a Smurfs movie. It's coming out. It's not out yet. It's coming out.
Okay.
Of course, you know, because I work for The Stephen Knight Show, I get a chance to review the movies before they actually come out. And this is a good family movie. Actually, you know, because I grew up with The Smurfs. So, you know, I was curious to see what they were going to do with it. So, you know, I recommend The Smurfs. Only for kids up to a certain age, maybe 7 and up, because, you know, they did The Smurfs kind of sort of like The Simpsons. It's a cartoon, but there's, like, a little innuendo in there. So you just have to watch your youngsters and with some of the content. But The Smurfs are good. It's a good family movie. The next movie, you know, I like my independence. There's two. One is called Good Neighbors. It's a psychological murder, thriller, mystery type deal where there are two neighbors, but one set is single and the other set, you know, is a couple. And there's a slew of murders in their neighborhood. So they decide to hunker down and bunk together to shield themselves from the murders going on around in the neighborhood. I don't want to say too much, but it's a very interesting developments in the movie that lead up to the climax.
Okay.
So it's a good independent movie. And the last one is called The Guardian, which stars Don Cheadle. And this is one of those international spy, drug ring, international cop type deals. Don Cheadle, he never disappoints. I definitely highly recommend that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm noticing lately, especially since this summer, you know, in movies in relation to music, independent is going to be the way to go. You know, they're kicking out a lot of good independent movies, and they're being slept on. You know, people run to the big budget because the producers put all this money into it for the glitz and glam and the sparkle and pow to get you to come to the theaters. But everyone's sleeping on these independents that are released, you know, in small theaters, not in the, you know, the mega sense of it all, but in the small theaters. Please don't sleep on the independent movies. They tend to be the better movies, and you get high quality. And sometimes, depending on the theater, you don't pay that high price to see these movies. I've seen independent movies for maybe $6 as opposed to the $10 and $11 for the big budgets. It's just something to think about.
Definitely.
And,
definitely
of course,
what'd
you say, sir?
Okay, definitely support the independent movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely support the independent. And last but not least, of course, we have the Glass Hair Care Contest with Richard Glass and Ms. Faith Evans. I think the question today should be based on our guest for tonight. And the question is, when his show G's to Gents, who was the celebrity producer and co-creator of the show that was an Academy Award winner?
That's a good one.
I'm losing a
win. They have to work for that one.
Yeah.
Do you know Michelle?
You took Google on.
No, I do not. But I remember watching the show.
Yep.
But I don't know who produced the show. It was well done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought it was too. So again,
they need to tweet you the answer, right? Absolutely.
They need to tweet me the answer. I'm going to repeat the question again, then I'm going to give you my Twitter. The question is, who is the celebrity co-producer and co-creator who's an Academy Award winner of G's to Gents along with Mr. Farnsworth Bentley? My Twitter is at Absolutely Chike. The first person to tweet me that answer wins the Glass hair care products from Mr. Richard Glass and Ms. Faith Evans.
And people have been wondering, you said, right?
I'm sorry?
We've had several winners.
We've had winners.
I didn't hear you. Neither one of you.
I said we've had winners. You said we've had some winners, you know, taking home these
prizes,
right?
We've had winners. So people, you know, definitely tweet me. And you need to be following us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show, and you need to follow us on Twitter, Stephen Knight Show, at Stephen Knight Show, I'm sorry. And then follow Aaron, follow Mr. Stephen Knight, follow me. Michelle, do you have Twitter?
I do
she
not.
Doesn't.
I haven't.
But Janera does,
yeah.
I don't have Janera's Twitter. You said someone has
hers
to send me Janera's Twitter.
Budget Shopaholic, and I'm going to post the links on our Facebook page so everyone can follow us. So you can get in on some of these prizes to find out what we have going on. So,
excellent.
Well, Mr. Cheek, as always, we thank you. I know that you said you listened to Farnsworth's EP Colors. What do you think about it?
That's part of the reason why he's on the show. You know, I have followed him for a long time. You know, I've been a fan of his, of course, in the fashion industry first, and then now,
right.
You know, from G to Jensen, then now with this music. That CD is crazy. CD's crazy because he's all over the place. I love eclection in music.
Yeah. All right.
So,
well, have a great
a good
night,
listen.
And we'll see you again next week.
You too. I'll be listening into the interview.
All right. We'll see you in the chat room.
We'll talk
Take
to you later, TK.
Bye-bye.
Well, as you know, the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We definitely want to hear from you.
And as Chi-K mentioned, we need you to follow us on the social networking site. I'm going to hit up on Twitter and get my own people following me pretty soon. I know, Stephen, you've been wanting me to do so, but I will one of these days.
Yeah.
But you can follow the Stephen Knight Show, SHO, on Twitter. Also, make sure to like us on Facebook. We appreciate your support. We appreciate everyone who's had our back from day one. Please continue to do so. Have your friends like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. We will go ahead and list all of the Twitter addresses on our Facebook page, so you can go ahead and follow GK and Janera, and of course the Stephen Knight Show. And also, we actually appreciate the fact that you read our Facebook postings, ask the Facebook questions, discussions of the day. What was the question for today, Stephen?
The question of the day today was, what would you do if your significant other forgot your birthday, anniversary, or an important event? What part would you do?
I don't think if I had a significant other, I don't think he would.
He would know better.
No, he would know. I'm a reminder, so I'll definitely be reminding you of every important date. I know guys don't keep up with things like that, but I'm pretty sure he won't forget because you know how I am about my birthday. It's a national holiday. I celebrated for an entire 30 days. So he will definitely know.
Well, I definitely want to hear what our listeners have to think. So make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter and let us know your answer, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now.
All right.
You're listening to The Stephen Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Stephen Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back. That was Ron Anthony singing our commercial.
Yep, that sounds really good. Thanks, Ron.
It does sound really good. But welcome back to Stephen Knight Show. As you know, we are here tonight with Farnsworth Bentley in our next half hour. But Ms. Parker, what's going on with entertainment?
Before I go into entertainment news, you know I'm a news junkie, so I always have to mention the serious things that are going on before we move on to the entertainment stuff. Condolences to everyone who lost family members and friends in the Norway incident.
Mm-hmm.
Really tragic. People, I keep preaching this. We have to have compassion for each other no matter what our personal beliefs are, religious beliefs. We have to lead with compassion. Compassion is something that we're all capable of. We all share the same human experience. regardless of what your personal religious belief is. Please have compassion for each other.
I agree.
Also, I know that there is something going on in Somalia. People are trying to get away from some killings and stuff that's going on there, and you know, a lot of hunger, and people are trying to get away, but they can't find food. So you know, keep everyone in your prayers. Be thankful for what you have. Remember that we are a community, no matter what country. We are all, you know, a part
Absolutely.
Of this whole community. So make sure you keep other people in your prayers, and you know, whatever your personal beliefs may be, make sure you keep other people, be mindful of other people's situation and be thankful for what you have. Enough of my preaching. I'm going to go ahead and move on. But another tragic story in the entertainment industry, we lost Amy Winehouse this weekend. Definitely my condolences to her loved ones. You know, I always say death is not something that really affects the person who is dead, because they're already gone. It affects everybody who's left behind. So make sure you keep her family, her fans, everyone who loves her in your thoughts and prayers. Losing someone, no matter what the situation is a great sorrow, and it causes great pain. So please keep them, keep them in your prayers.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think, because there are a lot of people that I've been reading lately about, regarding Amy Winehouse passing, that they don't have as much compassion for the story because they felt like that she was self-destructive, heavily into drugs, it's been for years. What do you say to those people who say, she did it to herself? What do you say to
them? But, as we spoke about it this weekend, I was very, almost disappointed, but a lot of people who were saying it, from my view and people I saw on not just my Facebook page but on the other social networking site, are people who claim to be really religious. And to me, that's a contradiction. Because to me, to me, to be a religious person means that you are kind-hearted, you're compassionate, and you have to show that in everything that you do. And I'm not, I'm not trying to be on my soapbox tonight, but I pray that you guys be open-minded. Everyone's life is worth something. Everyone makes mistakes, and her mistakes, and everyone has demons, and her mistakes and her demons happen to be drugs. And addiction is not an easy thing to overcome. Everyone's life is worth something, and of course she was self-destructive. We all saw that, but we all have our demons. We all have something that we can improve on and work on. And unfortunately, hers happened to be an addiction, addiction to several things. But I still feel horrible about it. Everyone's like, you should have expected it. You could say that, but still it doesn't change the fact that a life was lost, a great talent was loved. Was lost, and that she had family and family members that really loved her. So that's my thought on that. What's yours?
No, I agree. I agree exactly with you. We discussed this over the weekend. I think that we don't know the ins and outs of why she was addicted to drugs. We don't know. Usually, if someone is addicted to that extent, there's something that they're hiding the pain. You know what I mean? So we don't know what the story is behind that. So I just pray for the family, the friends, the fans, those who wanted to save her life, and that she'll be remembered for her talent and not for mistakes that she made. Because like Mon said on Facebook on Saturday, it's by the grace of God, it wasn't us that we weren't.
What I will say too is, like I said, she was somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, and everyone out there who is making poor decisions. I'm not, I don't know what her situation is, and I can't make excuses for what she did, and I can't, I don't know. But I do know this. Whatever decision you make in your life, you have to remember you have people in your life that's going to suffer because of your decision, your choices. No one wants to sit there and watch you die. So please, if you're doing anything that, is self-destructive, please think about people that that will miss you, and people who love you, and no one wants to sit there and watch their brother, their sister, brother, aunt, mother kill themselves. So please. I know her mother. I did an interview that I saw a couple of months ago. She was afraid of losing her. So you have to keep that in mind, people. Please do. But no one. They're saying that they're not sure how she died. They didn't find any drugs or anything in her home, but. Over the years of taking drugs, it could have just been, she didn't take drugs that day, but drug has a lasting effect on your body. So It's just a sad story. Like you said, she was very young. She's very talented, but usually great minds are troubled minds. So, you know, I definitely wish her family the best in this time of grief. So, but we're going to go ahead and move on, try to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill had her sixth baby. Oh, my gosh, she has six kids. I cannot imagine. I just cannot imagine. That is a lot of kids. But she had her sixth. I think she had a little boy. Congratulations to her. I know that there's questions about who the father is. I don't know. And honestly, don't. Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Honestly, don't care. But, you know, I heard that that her husband or ex-husband was not claiming the baby. But that just may be a rumor as well. So congratulations also to Kim Kardashian. She had her bachelor party today. I'm part of this past weekend at Powell in Las Vegas. I love that place. I love that place. Very beautiful. Congratulations to her, her fiancé. I know people, you know, hate on her a lot, but everyone deserves happiness. I'm going to keep on moving my positive energy today. Everyone deserves happiness, no matter what you think about her. The woman deserves to be happy. You know, you can always, if you were in the public eye, I'm sure people have something to say about you. Moving on. Did you see the video with the McDonald's manager that punched the lady?
I heard about it. I didn't see the video.
It is crazy. Supposedly she wasn't even on the clock. The manager came in there for I think to check on something. She was not even working that day. And there was a lady in there with her son, and they had a dog, and the dog was used for the little boy. He had some disorder. So I guess it's a assistant dog. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Anyway, so she told them to leave, and the woman tried to explain to her that there's a law that the dog can be in there because the little boy was disabled. And she ended up punching the lady. So it's just crazy. You need to go on YouTube or I believe
it's
on Dan Rose. Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Just, I mean, got into it. They got into an argument. She showed that. So that's another thing, people. You have to be tolerant of enough other people and know what's going on. Also, Mika is suing Tammy. Now, that's an episode I need to see. Mika from Basketball Wise. Remember last week when we were watching this show, the preview for this week's show, but we wasn't sure who was fighting. Supposedly it was Mika and Tammy, and supposedly Tammy really got Mika, and she was really injured in the fight, and she's suing for personal injury and all kinds of, you know, different emotional degreasing one. You're so silly. That's me. But yeah, she's a new addition to the Basketball Wives show. So she's suing Tammy. I think Tammy is. I actually think Tammy is crazy, but that's just my personal opinion. It's great entertainment. So. We're going to try to catch that tonight after the Stephen Knight show. I believe it comes on all night, so we're going to try to catch that tonight. I don't really have much else. Do you know anything else going on? I know Jay-Z and Kanye, they're about to release their album.
I'm
kind of excited
about
it.
The album and they're going to go on tour together as well, but that's to come. I think they released their date today, but I don't know what they are off the top of their hands. It's called Watch the Thrones, that's the name of the album, so. They released their first single over the holiday, over the weekend, and it got mixed reviews. Some people think it goes hard, some people think it's whack, you know, but that's music, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I haven't heard it, but I definitely need to look that up. I know that Welcome Back to Brad, I love that song, Get It, with Jada Kiss.
Yeah.
Great choice of Jada Kiss. I love Kiss, you know, he's very underrated, so that's like my new favorite song right now. Congratulations to the Brad, and, you know, she came back, she's going hard on it, so definitely love that track.
Well, let's move on to Mr. Aaron. Mr. Aaron Cosby, how you doing tonight, Aaron?
I'm great, man. How's it going?
Yeah.
What's going on, Aaron? Are you excited today or what? Football lockout over?
I know you're excited.
Well, first of all, I just got a comment on the whole Mika Tammy thing. I'm sorry. I saw tonight, man. Tammy, oh my gosh. Tammy smacked the crap out of Mika, man.
Oh, wow. We haven't seen it yet. We always watch
that. We haven't seen it yet. And when the show comes back on the 12th, I cannot wait to see it. It's great entertainment, you know. I don't know. It's crazy. Tammy is nuts.
Oh, man. Mika. Oh, God.
Poor Mika.
Well, let's talk about this lockout, the lock-in. Lockout's over.
Lockout. All right. as people should know, pretty much the owners and the players have approved the CBA, which means the collective bargaining agreement. So pretty much what that means is that, okay, it goes just like this. The owners get a higher percentage of all revenue, meaning owners get 53% as opposed to the players getting 47.
Okay.
Do you know what it was before?
Yeah, it was actually 50-50.
You can't hear
Aaron,
me. Huh?
Yeah, Aaron can't hear you.
It was actually 50-50.
Okay, so it was 50-50 before. So the negotiation gave the owners a 3%
right.
advantage. Okay.
Now it's 53-47 now. Right, right.
Okay.
And then also, and then also the players, they got changes to the off season and in season practice rules that should help to make the game safer.
What about? I know what I was. The one thing I was concerned about, and you know, I follow sports a little bit for a girl, and I think my concern is football players go through so much. Their bodies take so much beating, and I know their insurance their insurance package after retirement was crap.
After retirement.
Yeah. So what is it looking like? Do you know anything about that? They improve what their insurance is after the game, and you know all the injuries.
Yeah.
And,
that. They haven't mentioned.
Okay.
I can actually find out and let you know.
Okay.
From what I've been picking up on, though, it really doesn't seem like that's been changed much.
Changed a lot. Okay.
Yeah, that hasn't
that's
been
sad.
Changed.
That's sad.
That's kind of
sad. Which is sad. Mm-hmm. But there is no 18-game season yet. It's still just 16 games. And
okay.
And there will be no Hall of Fame game this season. So, sorry.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Why? Because of timing?
Just because of timing.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But there will be four preseason games and then a regular 16-game season. But
okay.
Everything else
okay.
is
I am going to say this one thing. I am a little disappointed. I'm having mixed emotions about football because – as you may know, I go to the game, I tailgate, I do the whole thing. But football season is a little bit of a mixed emotion time for me. I'm excited about the games, and I'm overwhelmed by all of it. And, like, guys talk about it 24/7. I want to just watch the game, be done with it. I want to talk about it at work. I want to talk about it all day, all week.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like it goes on and on and on. You guys are obsessed with football and drive feathers.
Yeah.
Please do not neglect your female friends, your girlfriend, your wife. Give us a little bit of attention doing football. Just a little bit.
Y'all can watch it with us. Watch it with us and cozy with us.
Trust me. I can't beat them. I join them. But I'm saying, you know, still make it seem like we can do other things besides watch football together. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you're actually right. Sundays, you're right. It's all about football. Sundays, football. Monday night, football, yeah.
I know.
And now
trust me.
And now Thursday night's football, too, so
sorry. Oh, no. Okay.
They got Thursday night football, too, yeah, so sorry. But that's
anything else going on sports there?
Oh, actually, yeah. I just want to mention really, really quickly that the WNBA had their All-Star game Saturday. The Eastern Conference won. They beat the Western Conference, and Swin Cash, who plays for the Seattle Storm, was the game's most valuable player. She had 21 points and 12 rebounds. Even though her squad lost, she was still named the most valuable player. Yeah, so
shout out to the WNBA.
So shout out to the WNBA, definitely.
They definitely cannot afford to go to lockout.
Hey, Miss Parker, I didn't want to go there, but I'm just going to keep it real. The WNBA
be in every game, ready to go.
They are struggling, so. Anyway,
I know.
Yeah.
All right,
Parker, all right. All right, so hold on. Ron Cosby won. Ron Cosby,
Ron
just
Cosby
like Bill
won.
Cosby, Field with B. Rob won at Twitter. Or follow me also on Facebook. Aaron Cosby, A-R-O-N Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y, just like Bill. Aaron Cosby Twitter, Ron Cosby 1, I'm damn. Aaron Cosby on Facebook or Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter. There we go. All right, y'all.
I know that's
y'all.
Right.
Good night.
All right,
Mr. Knight, Mr. Billy, Ms. Parker, y'all have a good old interview, and I'll be listening.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right. Okay.
All right, Ms. Janetta Ferguson, Buttershot Wallock, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. What do you have for us tonight?
What's going on,
well,
here?
I have a couple of things. What's going on, Ms. Parker? How you doing?
I am doing well. I'm excited about your discounts this week because I actually have some money coming in.
Payday week. Well, right? It's pay week, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited myself, even though I have bills to pay. But you know what? Forget bills.
We'll work it out, right?
I know, that's right. We'll find a way. So. I actually have a few sales for you, not as many as last week. I know I bombarded you guys last week with everything that I found. This week it's not going to be so much. So I'll just go ahead and get started. Blue Fly, and I think you guys have heard me talk about Blue Fly before.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a dress blowout sale on, like, a lot of high-end designers. Brands like BCBG, and I'm not talking about BCBG Generation. I'm talking about, like, the actual Max Avia and Miu Miu and Bagley Mishka and Nicole Miller, just to name a few. Well, today only, I know I tell you guys a lot about stuff that's happening, you know, the day of, but a lot of times these people have these flash sales and they'll be like, you know, for the day of. So they're actually having a sale, a dress blowout sale, and brands like that are starting out at $70. So it may seem like a lot of money, you know, $70 to spend on a dress sometimes, but the fact that you're getting like, you know, $200, $300, $400, maybe even $500 dresses and they're starting out at $70, I mean, you really can't beat that, in my opinion. So I say, you know, it's okay to splurge every once in a while. And if you are going to splurge, I would definitely splurge on a Nicole Miller dress, which is usually about $400, or a BCBG Max Avia dress, which is, you know, usually about $500 or $300, depending on what kind you get. So, I mean, I would definitely check out Blue Fly if you're looking for any type of day dresses, party dresses, sun dresses, any type of dress, really. You know, you need to
okay.
go to a wedding. I would check this out.
Cool.
Steve Madden is having a sale, and they have sales every so often, but it's not very often. It's a lot of, I think that they're having a sale because of back to school. So they're having a 30% off sale, and it's just off of select styles. But I guarantee you it's off of, like, you know, in season, like these seasonal types of shoes, like, you know, wedge sandals and flat sandals, things
okay.
like that.
Cool.
So, I will also hit up Macy's. Now, this sale ended yesterday, but a lot of times Macy's is really good about extending stuff. They were having a Build a Better Wardrobe sale where you get an extra 20% off plus free shipping off of fall items. Now, that sale ended yesterday, but Macy's is really good about extending sales, so I will go ahead and try to hit that up. I mean,
yeah,
I
Macy's
go,
always, you know,
they
have
yeah,
sales.
They always say, yeah, guess what? We're ending tonight, or it's going to end tomorrow. It never does. It usually goes on for about another week. So I would
yeah.
try to hit them up just in case. Pella's Shoe Store. I don't know if you guys know about this. This is a shoe store in Buckhead. And they sell, just like, you know, a lot of contemporary footwear. They're having a season-end clearance. So you might want to check them out. And like, they're located near Lenox Mall. So there are a lot of things marked down. And I think they have prices marked down up to 50%. So that might be something that you want to check out. Now, this one, this next deal that I found is something that might interest Chike. I found out about a World Market. If you spend $10 at World Market, you can get a free movie ticket.
What?
So, yeah, just $10. So you can just go into World Market, pick up one of the little cheap items, and you just need to make sure to keep your little special receipt with the special barcode, but you can get a free movie ticket out of your purchase. So that might be something that everybody who's into movies, and especially TK, might be interested in, because, you know, movies ain't cheap.
I'm not into movies, but I'm going.
I know, that's right. Movies are not cheap. I mean, I went to go see out my little, you know, my little movie this weekend, and I said, oh, I'm glad I didn't have to pay for it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know, right? So, Old Navy, if for people who have children in their lives, this would be a great back-to-school sale. They're having a stock-up on summer sale, and they have tees and tanks starting out at $5. They have shorts starting out at $10, and they have pants starting out at $15. So that might be something, especially if you have children in your life and, you know, back to school is coming. And we try, you know, we have to penny pinch any way we can. So that's a good little deal for everyone. And this next thing is not really a sale so much as it's an event that you guys might, that some people may want to check out. Vitamin Water is having a fashion show tomorrow night at Whiskey Blue and Buckhead. So if you're interested, I believe you can just go to the front door and purchase tickets. If you're interested, you need to look up Whiskey Blue online. I don't know what the actual web address is, but you can just type in Whiskey Blue, Buckhead, Atlanta, and I'm sure that something will come up, and if you're really interested in attending that fashion show. So they're going to be like a lot of local stylists there and designers, so that might be something that you guys want to check out.
Okay, great, great.
All right?
Great.
So one more thing, the Old Navy sale, that's going to be through August 4th. I meant to tell you guys that as well. So
okay.
So you still have a little bit of time to check it out, but, you know, make sure you do if you're looking to stock up on a couple of things.
Great information as always. Thank you.
All righty.
All right, Ms. Ferguson, and let everyone know your Twitter page.
My Twitter is Budget Shopaholic. It's twitter.com/budgetshopaholic without the E. So that is BUDGT and then shopaholic. Okay?
All right.
We'll have a link to that on our Facebook page as well. Also, you can go on our website, thestephenashow.web.com, for a link to her page and what's going on with our show. So thanks again, Ms. Ferguson. And I know you're going to get some good sleep.
Stay up for the interview. Stay up for the interview.
I will. Oh, no. I'll do. All right. Good night, guys.
All right.
Good night, hon.
All right. When we come back, we'll be talking with Fonzo and Bentley. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
All right, welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Well, I'm very pleased to announce, you know, as an impeccable pop icon, Fonzo Bentley, visually musically artist and writer, Derek Watkins is bridging the world of high fashion and hip-hop with his tutorial class and dedication to fantastic urban grooves. Bentley, the first gentleman of hip-hop, caught the world's attention a few years ago at the Flawless Dress personal assistant hoisting the white umbrella over P. Diddy's head. Within the last few years, he released Cool Outrageous, Lovers of Unique Wall Style Colors, his eagerly anticipated EP, and his self-help book, Advance Your Swagger, How to Use Manners, Confidence, and Style to Get Ahead, which was published by Billet Books, a division of Random House. Fonzo Bentley is completing his transformation from public assistant to an overall entertainer. The Colors EP was released in the spring and is an appetizer of the soundtrack of the movement, Colors Outrageous, Lovers of Unique Raw Style. The project, which he describes as a gallery of songs, will usher a new cool, having faith in God, the importance of education, self-respect, and treating others as you want to be treated. Fans have already gravitated towards the sentence from his international hit MTV show, From G's to Gents. Please help me welcome the one and only Mr. Farnsworth Bentley. What's going on, Mr. Farnsworth Bentley?
What's happening, man? I'm like, do I need to take you on the road with that type of intro?
You know, this is what we do. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm honored to be here. You guys have really cultivated a fantastic, loyal community of listeners. And when you hit me up, I was like, let's absolutely make sure we find some time to do it. And I've been, I guess, listening to the show tonight, and I just love the way you flow between all of the different subject matters, to what's on sale, to the, both the female and the gentleman's point of view on, you know, this whole lockout and so on and so forth.
Everything going on.
Yeah.
Well, we definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got a lot going on, so we want to get right into it. You know, I know that your EP, Colors, was released earlier this year. Tell us, how was that experience? How was it like going, that transition into music? I know that it's been part of your life for a long time, but now that you have your own project out, how was that transition?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I think we're a lot of artists or personalities or folks in the public eye tend to what is called reinvent. I think my matriculation into the industry has been a little different. I'm more like an onion where, you know, layers have continued to be pulled back and folks are finding more and more out about who I am at the core. And so, you know, I started playing the violin at 2.5 with Suzuki Method.
Yeah.
Music's been, you know, something that's always been a part of me and near and dear to my heart. And, you know, sometimes it'll take someone else to see a talent or gift and kind of push you into doing, you know, or taking it a little more seriously. And, you know, that person ended up being Kanye West. And so,
Big
shout to him.
I saw him with discussing getting into, and, you know, doing your own album, and I understand that wasn't something you were actually looking to do, but Kanye contacted you and was like, you know what, you got skills. You got skills. And so what was it like to get that call? Because I know you didn't really know him at the time. So to get that call,
It was funny. I had, I guess I had transitioned to Los Angeles. Was, you know, Cameron Diaz had just introduced me to her agent, and so I had this, you know, incredibly powerful team that really wanted to make me a movie star, quote unquote. And you know, and it was interesting, you know, originally, now I got to back up, my original goal when I moved to New York in 98 was to bring class to hip hop. And so in any and everything that I do, you'll see that common thread. So when, you know, getting the call, you know, at the time I'm like living Andre Harrell's house, staying on his couch, and I was moving around in his green Mercedes truck though, so that wasn't so bad, you know, from the couch to the
right,
not so bad. But anyway, at the time he was my manager, so. But getting that call, you know, it kind of just threw me for a loop because I had done an interlude for the band where I just wanted people to know, you know, I'm not an assistant anymore. You see me in the street, you got a demo, send it to me because, you know, I know a lot of influential people in the game. So that was essentially what it was. So he called me and told me, like, my flow in the band now. I was like, oh, thanks for the compliment. And he's like, I really want to do some songs and work on your whole album. I was like, well, not really trying to do a whole album. You know, I just wanted to set the record straight. He said he thought I should consider it. And so I got off the phone and called my middle school friend, Andre 3000, and just kind of told him about the compliment that I got from somebody that I really did respect, because at this point, you know, he had just dropped you know, I guess College Dropout had been out, I don't know, maybe in 9 months. So it was more than had a buzz, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, essentially I've always been into challenges, and so I kind of put what, you know, one might think, how could you put that incredible team on hold and go and try to do this? You know, it's really about seasons and purpose, you know, and so
yeah.
embarked on doing that. But what I found through the process of writing is just learned my personal truth. And I think that's one of the most important things that anybody can do, you know,
yeah.
to really, you know, find your personal truth. And at the time, you know, I didn't really have a tight grasp on it. And so it's really made everything better, from just my designing to, you know, acting to all of the above. It's just made it a lot better. So I'm just in a fantastic space right now.
So how did you think, talk about your personal truth, how did you get to that point? Because I know a lot of people, they're trying to figure out what it is for themselves, you know, their truth. So how were you able to get to that point where you knew what it was for, you know, being Adele Watkins? How did you know that this is my truth? How did you know that?
Right, well, see, it's really funny. We're so bombarded by everything from advertising to marketing to reality TV to the internet to this blog. You're constantly, you know, bombarded with all of these images that ultimately is framing what either you think is cool or what you think you know is a great idea or what you think is creative or whatever. And whether you, you know, subscribe to it or not, it's still shaping you, you know.
Okay.
So that's why you got to be really cognizant about what you listen to, what you watch on television, the things that you watch on the internet and that sort of thing. And so one of the things I realized is, first of all, in order to find out who you are, you got to talk to the one that made you. And, you know, it's like any relationship. You know, if you're in a relationship with a lady and, you know, you move around and you talk to her every now and then or send a text, you know, you're going to reap that type of harvest in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you talk to her, she's going to get on the phone and be like, what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think It's not like the Creator is not speaking to us. He's always speaking to us. It's about us really sometimes quieting ourselves from all of those things I talked about and listening.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I really did, along with, at the same time while I was writing, I was able to deal with different things that, you know, I may not have dealt with in life, or just telling different stories and writing them down. It's actually very therapeutic. So whether you are an artist or not, I would definitely encourage everybody to do some form of just writing their thoughts down. It's just really therapeutic, you know what I mean? I think that's one of the big reasons that, you know, things like blogs and tumblers are really getting big, because folks, you know, this is what I think is pretty or beautiful or fresh or what have you. But I think also just really writing is just really, really important. And so a mixture of that and just quieting myself and taking, you know, that relationship with the Creator to the next level really helped me to find my personal truth.
Okay. Well, I know you mentioned blogs, and I know I read blogs a lot, especially during the show. And a lot of times they're kind of harsh on celebrities or people that are well-known. How do you, being someone who's in the public eye, you know, you've obviously evolved into this pipe icon, how do you deal with, you know, some of the things that may be said about you or regarding you? How do you deal with that and knowing yourself, who you are?
Excellent question. Well, and it's a two-part answer. First of all, either a fan or somebody who follows me on Twitter, he DM'd me a message a couple of days ago, and she's like, yo, somebody wrote something really horrible about you on this blog, and he DM'd me. And, you know, I didn't open it up, but my response was, somebody's saying something really horrible about you right now. Does it bother you? Does it bother you? You know what I mean? Whether you know it or not. Somebody's saying something about you right now, you know, even from an envious state or jealousy state, because they can't have the fortitude to sit up there and set up their blog talk radio, or it ain't about nothing, or whatever, you know. And
yeah.
So, you got to really decide how much value you put on other people's opinion. You know, that's,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that's number one. That's number one. Number two, it's like, if someone wants to offend me or wants to offend you, you have to decide to be offended.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know what I mean? So
I agree.
You can say, like, that's why if someone says something racist to me, mm-hmm. it doesn't affect me like it may affect someone else, because I realize that they're just living very low
mm-hmm.
in scope, you know,
because yeah.
it's not, color doesn't matter. It's the human race. That's part of what the whole Colors Project is about. So for
mm-hmm.
me, you know, I'm more apt to be like, man, you know, I really feel bad for this person. You know, I'm going to lift them up, because, you know, that's something that unfortunately is holding them back from their dreams and their aspirations,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, affecting their energy, you know. And lastly, you know, one of the greatest, you know, training grounds for me was, you know, going to Morehouse on an athletic scholarship. I went to track and cross country. And one of the things I learned the most running track is you really train, first of all, you train yourself, you push yourself. And
mm-hmm.
you're always trying to reach your own personal goal and try to beat your own personal goal.
Right.
And the thing about track, and also when you look at racehorses, that's why I really love racehorses, is racehorses have blinders on.
Mm-hmm.
And racehorses are not, they're not looking at anybody in any other lane. And the reality is there are going to be some people that's rooting for that racehorse and some people that's rooting for you, and there are going to be some people that aren't rooting for you, but you really can't pay either of those any attention.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
And
that's
so,
true.
You know, when it comes to whatever, art or whatever you're creating, you know, for me, it's ludicrous for anybody to judge art, because, you know, it's kind of like...
Older.
Exactly, you know, and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Who are you to judge anyway? I mean, you may not like the smell of this, or that dress
mm-hmm.
may not be appealing to you, or, you know, you may not, you know, like this, you know, this particular song or whatever, but, you know, if you listen to trap music all of the time, then you may not like some stuff that have to
you
like
it. You wouldn't like it anyway. Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And there, you know, I listen to all types of music. I just
mm-hmm.
am very cognizant on how much I listen to of all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Even if you don't mind jumping.
Listening to your project, you know, that it's such a diverse record, you know, because I really didn't know what to expect listening to it, but it's a very diverse record. It's a solid project, in my opinion. Was it your opinion? Well, I mean, was it your intention to make it something that's diverse? Something that I'm sure different people, not knowing what to expect, could all appreciate.
Well, no, and the thing is, you know, it's sort of like I really love hearing the quote from Jay-Z. When he talks about how a lot of artists' first albums or first projects, you know, a lot of folks were 16, 18, you know, Jay was
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you know, and how was he, like, in his mid-20s or something like that? I forget
yeah.
exactly,
mm-hmm.
but he had a lot more experience just in life. Just
right.
His life experience was a lot, and I say wealthy, not as far as money, just as far as all he's experienced from whatever, having his heart broken to whatever, to being in this particular game and, you know, being independent and all of the above. And, you know, so his breadth of what he's going to talk about is probably going to be shooting on the wider web. And so, you know, here I am. I've been in the game for 10 years and been on the earth, you know, longer than that. So,
right.
you know, you know, and, you know, I listen to a lot of different type of music, so I didn't go into the project like, I want to make this type of record, it was like, this sound spoke to me and this is what it's saying to me, or I really want to talk about, you know, have a fireside chat with the hip-hop community, and I got to find the right beat that'll go with that, and so, or the right canvas that'll go with that. And so that's how I did it, and once I started creating and I started seeing, like, different songs were so diverse, I'm like, you know, that's why I kind of, you know, ended up with this colors idea, because no two colors are alike either.
Right.
You know.
Right, it's true.
Stephen, if you don't mind me jumping in, thank you, Mr. Bentley, for taking the time to be on the show. I was very excited when I heard that you agreed to do the show, because I think you're one of the people out there who's promoting social consciousness, spiritual consciousness, environmental consciousness. And, you know, I know the ladies really appreciate the fact that you are doing this whole gentleman movement, because it seems like somehow we've lost that in our society. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want your fans to say about you, you know, years from now? What do you want to leave behind?
Well, that's an excellent question. And I'll never forget, I went to, I don't think I was even 6 or 7 yet, or maybe around that age. And my mother took me to the funeral of Dr. Benjamin E. Mays. And Dr. Benjamin E. Mays was the president of Morehouse College, and he's the one who taught Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, about nonviolence and introduced him to the teachings of Gandhi. And, you know, he's one of the main reasons that we're living in the world we're living in today. And he was a huge mentor and influence for Dr. King, which, by the way, y'all need to make sure y'all get to D.C. for that memorial. You know, this is the first memorial in Washington, D.C. that's not a president, you know, so it's freaking huge. But I remember going to this funeral, and I don't remember saying this. My mom had to tell me this later, but I do remember the song. And the song they were singing was an old Negro spiritual, and it's called "I Done Done What You Told Me to Do." You told me to teach, and I done that too. I done what you told me to do. You told me, you know, told me to preach, and I done that too. I done what you told me to do. And it goes through all of these different things. And I remember my mom said, I looked up at her and I said, Mommy, they're speaking incorrect English. And then she said, and she looked down at me and she said, no, baby, this is a Negro spiritual. It was the first time I had heard them. The first time it was really explained to me. And so, you know, I would really encourage your listeners to really try to find a version of that song. But when I leave this earth, if they can honestly sing that song, then I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Wow.
Well, let's talk about Advance Your Swagger, how to use Manner of Confidence and Get Ahead. And I know that came out a couple years ago, but what was your inspiration behind that book? I know that I heard you, you were speaking at, I can't remember what school it was, but you made reference to that book and your purpose behind it. What was the inspiration there?
Yeah, this is... this was, you know, in my quest to, as I said, bring class to hip hop. You know, this was a pinnacle, you know, turning point opportunity. And I have been quoted in the Times as saying that this is the golden age of disrespect. I truly believe that. And I think like Dave Chappelle quoted me or something. And so what happens is the CFO of Random House wanted to do some more urban quote unquote books, and so this gentleman he was hiring under him had pitched Kanye West and Lauryn Hill. And he said, yeah, that's good, but can you get me Farnsworth Bentley? And that was the first time I really realized that the work that I'm doing and my brand was really beginning to resonate laser focus with people that can actually push some buttons and make some things happen to push, you know, my purpose and dreams forward. And so they wanted me to do a book about taking yourself to the next level, a more biographical book. And I really wasn't interested in doing a book about myself, but what I thought was needed was an etiquette book and something that was timely and cool and had pictures, because Emily Post is not something that anybody today is going to read. You're just not going to read it.
Exactly.
You know, and so because, like you said earlier, things have gone over several generations, it's not your fault, it's not my fault, it's our parents' generation's fault. But, you know, I was blessed to be able to learn a lot of these things. And so what are the inspirations? Just moving around and folks knowing, you know, starting humble beginnings from, you know, working at Polo in Atlanta, then going to the flagship store, and then working for Sean Combs. And people know a lot of my story, at least that much, and seeing me continue to progress. And I would get a lot of questions about, you know, how'd you get the confidence to move to New York? How'd you get the confidence to go up to Sean Combs? And when did you know that it was time for you to leave and you had outgrown that? And so I would get a lot of these questions. And one of the things I noticed is a lot of very talented, great, powerful folks on their resume were asking these questions. But one of the things I noticed is it was the little things that they were missing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the little things, as you know, it's all in the details. You know, and so I wanted to do a book that really spoke to a lot of these things, you know, in a very tangible way, and tell, you know, some of my own personal stories. Because what I found is, you can tell somebody, you know, listen, you need to handle this, and you need to do this, and that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just depending on my amount of experience, I'm like, well, I get that, but I don't think I need to be doing that. But if you explain it to them and then tell a personal story and how whatever it is you're telling them they need to do has impacted you in a personal story, many times folks will be like, you know, whether they want to subscribe to your belief, they'll be like, well, I could see myself getting in that situation.
Yeah.
So let me listen a little harder.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that was, you know, the inspiration of the book. And I got to tell you, it was quite disconcerting when here I is, I'm writing this book, which I know folks need to have, and I go meet with all these advertising agencies, and I'm like, this would be a shoe-in. Who wouldn't want to align their brand with something as clean and as impactful as this? And, you know, they looked at me like I was crazy, and, you know, I sent it to everybody from, you know, the 106 in Parks to the Hot 97s to the Oprahs, and the first person to call me back was Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I saw you on his show.
And that's how I ended up there. That was, you know, second day back from strike, as you remember, and Late Night came back before everything else for the writer's strike. And I asked him during commercial, like, Conan, why do you have me here? And he said, because when I first started out in this game and I was writing for Lauren Michaels, who's the executive producer for Saturday Night Live, he told me I would be successful because I was polite. And he said, so when I saw somebody who was doing something in this lane, I wanted to give them the ultimate platform. And, you know, I remember when Ye did Saturday Night Live, I was able to actually introduce myself to Lauren Michaels and thank him for telling Conan that, because that gave me a platform. And so it's like anything, you know, I understand that, you know, I'm a creator and an innovator, and so when you're that, people don't always understand what it is you're doing until you hit dry land. You know, so you go back to jerseys and all of that stuff, and I'm wearing bow ties and tailored clothing and pocket squares, and folks had this and that to say about me. But, you know, now, you know, bow ties and this, the attention to tailored clothing is a global phenomenon. You know, so I don't really get into what folks say, and I just understand, like, you just got to go with it. And so I will go speak wherever anybody will let me come speak for free, and then they tell somebody else, and then they tell somebody else. And before I knew it, you know, after about a year and a half, 2 years, there I was developing a program that all of you now know, it's from G's to Gents, which was a top-rated show in 50 countries globally. So, you know, it just really shows me that, you know, when you have an idea and you really do care about it, you have to just go forward with it, regardless of what anybody says, because, you know, it's probably just to test to see if you really are about it for real. I love this quote.
Yeah.
Matt Damon says, whenever anybody asks him if they should be an actor, he tells them no. And he says, because if he lets that kill them, then they're not ready for this industry anyway.
Wow.
So, you know, no's are good. Pushback is good. Even though it may seem difficult, and I deal with it, you know, right now as well. It happens, but, you know, you don't, you know, to folks listening, you know, right now, like, don't get into that and be careful of an offense, because after offense always comes promotion.
That's true.
Always.
Let me ask you, what's in the future for Fonz Valley? What's to come? What can we expect as fans and followers?
I'm almost at liberty to speak about this particular piece of footwear that I'm going to be doing. It's a men's and women's footwear that will be in this very high end store. I've been working on the last and the been developing it for some time. I'm not one of these cats that's like, you know, I'm going to make something and throw my name on it and throw it out there. You know, I went to FIT. I went to FIT, and plus I want to make sure something's quality. So I'm going to walk around in something. I actually walked around in this shoe for about 2 years, actually. And so I now know that I have a superior product, and it's comfortable and all of the above. I'm still working on a little bit of making it that much more comfortable. But that should be happening maybe as early as September. You know, I'm always developing some, you know, stuff in television, because I've just been very effective, you know, there and been successful there. So definitely stay tuned to that. But in the meantime, you know, you definitely go and check out the Colors EP, and then there are seven additional songs for free on the website, therealmrbentley.com. And, you know, who puts Bun B, Pimp C, and Lil Wayne over a harp? I do.
I know.
It's a different thing, and you know, I don't expect, you know, everybody to like it. As a matter of fact, I don't really want everybody to like it, because I don't want everybody to walk. You know, this is couture. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's not so much that. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where I think nowadays we get a lot of music where you can listen to the record from top to finish, and you've basically eaten it up, chewed it up, and you got it all. Like, you know, a Wu-Tang album, if you hadn't seen certain films, you just completely missed 40% of the raw of a song.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And so the same goes with a lot of the paintings on my record. Like, there's certain lines and certain, you know, inferences that, you know, have your Google ready. It's really what it boils down to. And I think that's cool, you know what I'm saying? I like being put on to some new stuff. So,
speaking of your shoe project, I know that everyone knows that you're a fashion icon. Who do you look up to? I'm dying to know who you feel like, you know, wow, they inspire me fashion-wise.
Well, you
if
know,
anyone.
I I think, you know, nobody's too many people that's alive. I got to kind of go back to folks that are actually not here anymore. And I think the Duke of Windsor is probably one of the most elegant men who's ever walked the planet. No, but that's not true. Kareem Rothschild from UK Vogue. I think she is phenomenal. I think Genevieve Jones has probably some of the illest, you know, style. I mean, she kind of holds back. She has a jewelry line, and she's always kind of like written, her style's written up like Vogue and that sort of thing. But I've known her for like 10 years. She kind of cheated, though. She was going in galleries and all of that stuff when at the same time everybody was partying. So she cheated a little bit. She got a little bit more extra information.
She got a head start on everyone.
Yeah, she got a head start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I do appreciate a lot of what a lot of people are doing. And I love the way folks are crashing different styles together and having their own point of view. You know, there was a really, I thought, disrespectful article in GQ. I think it was probably last summer. And I think this is kind of around the time when, you know, a lot of kids was, you know, around Fashion Week with the bow ties and wearing the different brooches and all of that stuff. And the article I thought was quite disrespectful. It talked about give me my preppy back and, you know, look it up because, you know, I think that, first of all, when anybody first learns to tie a bow tie or somebody finally understands what their real size is or begins to really start to, you know, look through some of the other international magazines and they start having fun with it, that should be celebrated. You know, I thought that this was a really snooty point of view that, you know, unfortunately a magazine that, you know, has a lot of credibility, you know, put that on the forefront. And it was pretty tacky, you know what I mean, the way they did that. And it's like, you know, I remember first moving to New York and finally having everything at my fingertips and sneaking into fashion shows and, you know, going through, you know, making mistakes is how you learn. And so, you know, there's something very, you know, it's something very, you know, a kid who's learning to walk is walking and then they fall down, they get up and they fall down. I mean, they don't look at the kid that's walking already and be like, punk, you done already figured out how to walk. You know what I'm saying? He just gets up and he falls down and he tries to keep trying to walk. And so that's kind of how I see it. So, you know.
All right.
Well, listen, we thank you so, so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on our show. I encourage everyone to go copy their copy of Colors. It's definitely a solid project. Also pick up the book, Adventure Swagger, How to Use Manners, Confidence, and Style to Get Ahead. And we thank you again, like I said, you know, it's definitely been an honor of ours. And you have a great night, okay?
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
And, we appreciate it.
No, thank you. And also with the book, whether you buy the book or not, I really encourage you to go to, you know, the bookstore and at least read it. It'll take you no longer than 40 minutes. There's imperative information. I wrote it as a real reference, you know, book, you know, because there are so many people who are talented who are just not going to get there because of these little things, and nobody's going to tell them. So, you know, y'all follow me on Twitter where I'll be pontificating and throwing up pics all the time. I'm at Cool Outrageous. And I think I'm going to figure this Tumblr thing out. Tumblr seems like it's kind of cool. I'm figuring it out. So
they come up with something new every day.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Maid, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Well, now it's time to go on to Steven's playlist. We're going to be playing songs from Fonzo Dilley's debut EP, Colors. You'll hear a couple of songs up there. We had a whole bunch of play, but the conversation was so great, I didn't want to cut it short. So, definitely play songs for there. And Ms. Parker, what did you think about the interview?
He's definitely a cool dude. You know, great interview. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely thank you for his time. Well, what more can I say? I mean, he seemed to be a really cool person, and the interview was great. So, we definitely.
And when it was me, I didn't even stick to my question sheet because you know the conversation just flowed so smoothly, that and he, I thought he brought a lot of knowledge for everyone listening, you know.
Yeah, yeah, very, like I said, he's very socially conscious, environmentally conscious, you know, spiritually conscious, and that's something refreshing. So we definitely appreciate the time.
Yeah, yeah. So we're gonna play a few songs from his EP, but there's a link on our Facebook page. We go to it, where you can actually stream the whole project, and then of course, you know, definitely show support for him and check out his book. I've heard it's a great book, and I'm gonna get my hands on it as well.
So we'll have
links to where you can do that as well.
Yeah, yeah. But, you gotta make sure you support him. Show him some love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the first song we're going to play is by Father Billy. It features the wonderful Faith Evans. It's titled Believe. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
One and three quarters, weigh 150. Back in Sutton Middle School, they call me Strington. Violin was the instrument I wanted to play. Miss Colbert needed viola, thank you. Strings are still at my ground, and she wanted me to play. I need a knee string, I need it my way. I practice all night, I practice all day. My little brother Dan ran the mom's screen, saying, please make Derek stop playing that thing. She replied, today we must suffer, one day he'll be great. It was sixth grade, and I was last string. Embarrassed, no, y'all, it didn't mean a thing. The motto that I love came at my F.O., man. And by the time I made it into the eighth grade, I was not some masturbation to my ice train. I did it again. Usher TLC, Chris Crossman, and Kim, and Jermaine Dupree. Evander Holyfield was across the street. The entertainment bug was in my soul, was all on me. Didn't matter to my parents, you gon' get your degree. Major than BS, cause daddy did, he made good cheese. The most boring stuff on black ones that you ever could see. Always love science, I have to move to biology. Lord Jesus, my crazy, he ain't getting through me. Told you Dr. Clark, got my BS degree. Archie, he got me in the Polo Stone. I was trapping, getting in the South, I had to my soul. Never lost sight of my goal. Recruited to New York within 3 years, was working with Moses. I'm history now, the rest you know. A couple years ago, can't believe what I heard on the phone call. A living tumor and the size of a volleyball. Y'all wrong, let's roll. Need another opinion. Don't say it, don't Google, don't speak that word. On the front of that building, find another intern. He ain't speaking that over me, oh no sir. Cause faith is dead without the word. James 2, that's chapter 26, the verse. Can't explain my nerves, but I can the courage. Family like an army just got to the surge. Cut went smooth, now NS2. Catheter morphine, man, I'm true. Dion stayed up all night, my dude. Booby and my parents by my best, I too. 10 days later, doctor came with the news. Everyone shouted, not me, I knew. Everyone rejoiced, not me, I knew. My faith had grown so strong, I knew. The victory is mine, yes, yes, I knew. The question is, how about you?
Your mama do rodeo, your papa do the sabaro. I bite you, ain't no antidote. The red blouse do arouse. I come at you like a matador does. Attract horny bulls. All the girls are waiting to see which one he pulls. Eeny, meeny, miny, meeny, free, numptual. Enforcer in the Porsche case, a fool on a duel. You'll cool your fucking jet who wanna be next. Ooh, I'll probably get life if I let one off. So I let him go like a pro. Sir, Andre with an accent. 3000, Benjamin. Lauren is the middle name that was given by my mama. Success was on her brain. Rain, Bentley funds, got the umbrellas. Benjamin got the sweaters. Hey, what more can we sell them? Son, spring will bring the parasol. Now watch him parasail to entertain us all.
Don't stop, baby.
Yeah.
Don't stop, man.
Thank you.
want you to be my wife. I never thought that I would say that in my life. We'll get some rings and figure all that out. But right now, turn the lights down low. Ooh, we can dance real slow. And me, I'm living high, not low. For real, it means that you and me all today play. Can't take you home, yeah. Baby, that's on me. I can tell you for sure that you're a real cutie. Ooh, baby, but I can't let you go, yeah. Smile again for me. It seems that we get more creative every hour, on the hour, in 2 hours. Yeah, girl, you got it like that.
Don't be, I know I'm deep, oh, so and every week my clothes attract mother crows.
I use the pinstripes.
This was right.
I put on polka dots and sing. I see it's pepperoni. Tender, not big as Mensa. I just get dressed up and they get defenseless. Double breasted peak lapel vest. Cream gabardine with a 3-inch cuff. Velvet slippers, monogram, of course. That's my stick, y'all been biting enough. Mr. Clean ain't got nothing on me. No, I'm not a stylist, but here's the fee. Grab a pen and pad and write priceless. Yeah, see y'all ain't getting this. I feel real bad when I walk in the room. It's like a superpower, but no kaboom. I move in silence, the penguins stay cool. I thought you knew.
I'm going home.
No, I know I'm deep, full show, and every week my clothes attract mother crows.
No, I'm gon' snap. Y'all can't do it like this, but I can. I'm getting pressing like a test tube crank. Running around to find something that fits. Why you sweating, dawg? That's the pit. While I'm shining my wingtips and I'm putting on the Ritz. At the Ritz, my security wear combo buns to hide extra clips. Don't make me flip, flip. I lost my rose, but at least that's new. Let me calm down, I need a sip. Shaking out there like this. Why roll my sleeves, I bet. I'll make it hard, but this is it.
Don't be, I know I'm deep, full show, and every week my clothes attract mother crows.
Hope you enjoyed those songs. Those are from Father Bentley's EP, Colors, which stands for, make sure I get this right, because I want you to get it. It's his new movement that he's inspiring. It's cool, outrageous, lovers of unique raw style. I want to thank him again for being on the show. Also, remember to check out his book, Advance Your Swagger, How to Use Manners, Confidence, and Style to Get Ahead.
Yeah, please get that, y'all.
Do it. Absolutely. Miss Parker, what's your week looking like?
Work, and more work.
Exactly. Working again. I'll be in the studio this week as well. I also want to let everyone know that I was nominated for Atlanta Club Awards.
Congrats.
Thank you. I was nominated for Future Superstar and for Outstanding... Highest Male Vocal. So... Make sure you go vote for me. Go on my website, speakingnightmusic.web.com. You can vote for me on there. It takes less than 30 seconds. I appreciate y'all.
I'm going to vote, but I have to check everybody else out first. So just in case you're not the hottest, then...
Nah, you better vote for me.
you came in third place last year, right? It was,
I can't. Well, I was in the top three. I was in the second or third, but, you know.
Oh, okay, the top three. Oh, okay.
But, also, I'm gonna keep coming to awards.
10 people nominated.
Well, I think it starts off with 10, but then they narrow it down to, like, 4 or 5. So, you know, like the Grammys concert.
Okay.
Well, listen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this week. One thing, our special guest sponsor, Bentley. And I want you all to have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
A great week. You guys have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace.